Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory. And together we are...
The Romies!
We are married.
To each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
Mm-hmm. You know, evacuations are more common than most people would imagine.
Yeah.
For example, in September, I guess, a few months ago, my family had to evacuate for Hurricane Laura from South Louisiana.
Yeah. And there were huge fires in California and Oregon, which caused lots of evacuations.
Yep. We evacuated early two years ago
mm-hmm,
because of fires in California.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So these types of events, but especially the ones that have happened like just in the last couple months, have really inspired us to start this whole little mini series on what to pack for emergency on the go. And that's why we've been doing this. It's kind of inspired this whole thing of, hey, let's make sure we talk about being on the go. And we want to make sure you're extra prepared, especially in emergencies. So
yeah, I mean, because of it, whether it's from a chemical leak from a nearby industrial, you know, accident like we've had here in mm-hmm. South Louisiana, where I'm originally from, we've actually had that happen not too long ago.
Because we're in South Louisiana right now.
Exactly.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Here.
Yeah. Here in South Louisiana.
Family.
Yes, we're in Moss Bluff, Louisiana, across the river from Lake Charles, Louisiana, which this whole area was totally destroyed by Hurricane Laura a couple months ago. Bad weather, you know, and other circumstances cause evacuations where you and your family may feel threatened or endangered, and you need to leave your home, your school, your workplace, these different areas to avoid danger.
Yeah. In some cases, you might just only have a day or two to prepare, while other situations might
lucky.
Call for, like, immediate evacuation, get out right this second.
Yep.
So planning is vital to make sure you can evacuate quickly and safely no matter what the circumstances.
Yep. We all like to think, oh, well, this is not going to happen to me.
No, I'm immune to emergency. Yeah,
I never imagined I would evacuate from a fire, right? hopefully it won't, but be advised that the prep you do now for an emergency, besides potentially saving a life or making a horrific situation less horrific, will only help you in your travels.
Yeah, there's so many similarities because in both cases, whether it's planned travel or an evacuation, you're still packing. You're still leaving your home. So the work you do now, especially during quarantine when you have extra time at home, is the perfect time to take care of yourself and your family in advance.
Yeah, hopefully you'll never have to evacuate. But you will have the peace of mind. There's something about that.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling prepared, and you'll develop skills and the tools that enable you to have the travel and on-the-go lifestyle you may want to have, right? You're prepared.
Yes. Yes. So here's what to have so that you're prepared. You want to have this on hand at work, at car, at home. So before an evacuation, these are the types of things that you want to do now prior to an evacuation.
Mm-hmm. Learn the types of disasters that are likely in your community. California may be fires. If you're in the Midwest, might be tornadoes, or even in the South now, hurricanes here along the coast. Learn the disasters that are likely in your community and the local emergency evacuation and shelter plans for each specific disaster. Like here in Louisiana, we've got hurricane evacuation routes. You know, learn these things.
Then you want to plan how you will leave, where you will go if you are advised to evacuate.
Identify several places. Having trouble speaking. You could go in an emergency, like a friend's house, another town or a motel. Choose destinations in different directions so you have options during an emergency. And mm-hmm. if needed, identify a place to stay that will accept pets, right?
Yes.
Most public shelters only allow service animals. So that's something to keep in mind.
You also want to check with local officials about like what shelter spaces are available for this year and next year and moving forward, depending on where the coronavirus pandemic continues.
Yeah, it's altered a lot of community plans that mm-hmm. have been in place for years that they don't evacuate to anymore because of coronavirus. If you evacuate to a community shelter, follow the latest guidelines from the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, for protecting yourself and your family from possible exposure to coronavirus. People over two
or
years old.
Flus.
Yeah, exactly. Especially this time of year. This is the moving into the wintertime. People over 2 years old should use a cloth facial covering while at these facilities for sure.
Be prepared to take cleaning items with you, like masks, soap, hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, all of these things that, you know, have we've started to have on hand just because of coronavirus. You want to have all those, even general household cleaning supplies to disinfect surfaces. All these types of things are really good to have on hand.
Yep, and stay 6 feet of space. Keep 6 feet of space between you and the people who are not in your immediate family, if at all possible. It may not be possible when you evacuate, but if possible, you know, try and maintain your safety.
Yes. All right. You also want to always follow the instructions of local officials. And you might find that in your car radio or if you have that battery-powered radio in your emergency backup kit, which we talked about in our previous episode. We'll include a link to that in our show notes. And we'll keep referring to that disaster preparedness kit we're going to keep reminding you about. So that is super important. And remember that your evacuation route might be on foot, depending on the type of disaster. There's no promise that your car, you know, a tree didn't fall on your car or who knows, like, especially in California with earthquakes, the roads could be completely damaged and shut off. You just don't know. So therefore, as much as possible, have sturdy shoes and clothing that provide protection, like long pants, long sleeve shirts, a cap, and like a cloth bandana or a multi-use face covering.
Yep. Come up with a family plan, like in a fire, you know, to evacuate your home. Come up with a family plan to stay in touch in case you become separated, have a meeting place, and update it depending on the circumstance.
Assemble supplies that are ready for evacuation. Prepare your go bag so you can carry it when you evacuate on foot or public transportation. And have your supplies for traveling longer distances if you have a car.
Maybe a 5-gallon can with gas.
Yes. So, again, your disaster supplies kit.
We covered that on the previous episode.
Yes, make sure you check that out and that you have that. And we are also going to talk about what to put in your car in our next episode. So
one thing to keep in mind is make sure that your irreplaceable valuables that you leave behind are tucked away and safe from water, fire, or other damage. That's
yes.
a good idea.
So just a quick example, if you have a precious painting of art on your wall, you want to get that covered. It could fall off in an earthquake. It could get destroyed in a tornado. It could get water damage. You know, if you have guitars or whatever, things that, family photos,
whatever. If they're worth that much money or mean that much to you, you need to have a way to protect them, which might cost you some money to get to that point.
Right.
But that's important.
So, and if you have time, you know, obviously, you know.
Yep. And as far as your car, we'll cover what to pack in the next episode.
Yes. But keep a full tank of gas in an evacuation.
Yep. Or if one seems likely.
Yeah.
Keep that gas tank full.
That's just always a good idea in life.
Because you might have to unexpectedly evacuate and can't get gas. They may be closed at gas stations or maybe eternal lines as we had here during the hurricane. So, they were out of electricity here, so they were unable to pump gas
even if they had it.
Yeah, so the stations weren't open because they couldn't pump gas. So you'll want to plan to take one car per family if possible to reduce congestion and delay. And also if something happens to one car, you'd have to wait on the other. But it's just better to all be together if you can.
Make sure you have a portable emergency kit in the car, which again we'll talk about in the next episode. And be familiar with alternate routes and other means of transportation out of your area. So that's why we encourage you to have actual physical maps in your disaster preparedness kit, because you might need an alternate route that you're just not familiar with. And having like a physical map, if everything shuts down, you have something to reference and can maybe get out safely. So you also can make transportation arrangements with friends or local government if you don't own a car. And even if you do own a car, just be familiar with your public transportation options, because again, you know, tree falls on your car and you can't drive it or the roads are awful. You need to have some, you need to know what your other options are.
A lot of the big cities like New York, you may not have a car. If you don't have a car, plan how you will leave if needed. Just, you know, get with family, friends, or the local emergency management office to see what resources may be available, because public transit may be out. So you need to figure all that out ahead of time.
Another thing to do in advance is to call or email the out-of-state contact in your family communication plan. And we're going to talk about that in an upcoming episode. But you want to have like an out-of-state contact and you want to tell them where you're going if you evacuate. And then You can also secure your home by closing and locking the doors and windows. And then again, as we mentioned, with your possessions, if there's any precious ones you have and you have the time, get those so that, you know, you can prevent them being damaged and losing those things that are irreplaceable.
Yeah, if you have time and you can, unplug your electrical equipment, like your radios, televisions, and small appliances. When we go long trips, we do this anyway if possible.
Right, right. Again, this all relates to your travel
as however, well. Yeah, but here's a big one. Leave your freezers and refrigerators plugged in, okay, unless there's a risk of flooding or something like that. If there's damage to your home and you're instructed to do so, obviously shut off water, gas, and electricity before leaving. But it's a good idea in most situations that you can leave your fridge and freezer on or you'll lose all your food. Right. Sometimes there's no choice. Like in the hurricane, electricity is going to go. You're going to lose your food probably. Leave a note telling others when you left and where you're going. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good. It's a really good thing to do.
Right.
Wear sturdy shoes, as she said, and clothing provides protection. Long pants and long sleeve shirts and a hat. Have it together because I can see in a bad situation, shorts are not a good idea.
No.
Right. And flip flops. Seriously. So check with neighbors who may need a ride. Also be the good neighbor.
Yep. And take photos and inventory of your belongings so it's easier to report to insurance. Rory's brother, I walked into the house yesterday to, check in with him. And he was sitting there, like, just so frustrated because he has to itemize every single piece of in his whole entire house.
Because the hurricane blows it away. It doesn't exist anymore.
He's like, when you're shoveling all your belongings and they're just sludge and they're trash and you're just having to sludge them into the receptacles, it's like you can't. It's
nope.
So hard
photos
to keep track
and video in advance is like a big thing.
Yeah.
For that.
So as much as you can do, start taking inventory. And again, if you move, I don't know why I said again, because we haven't even talked about that. I've already talked about it in my head, but we're going to be also talking in a future episode about how to move and different checklists for being on the move, and you will want to inventory your items. So again, these things have multiple uses for your travels, for evacuation, for moving. So it's just a good idea to do in life.
Mm-hmm. You can download a FEMA app for a list of open shelters during an active disaster in your local area. Listen to a battery-powered radio.
Now, this is all things to do during the evacuation.
Yeah,
refer
true
to
enough.
That app.
True, yeah, download the FEMA app. Listen to your battery-powered radio and follow local evacuation instructions. Mm-hmm. During the hurricane, that's the only thing we could have was battery. Everything else was dead, right?
Right, unless you're in your car. You know, obviously, you have a radio in your car.
Yes.
Maybe you do.
Yeah,
Again,
your car's destroyed.
Have your emergency supply kit.
Yep.
And if you know you have to evacuate, but it's going to be a couple days from now, like you guys, your family in Lake Charles had several days warning that Laura was coming.
Well, no, they had a day's warning. But if you wait at the last minute to evacuate, you literally might sit in traffic for 8 to 10 hours. And what happens is you run out of gas waiting to get out of town.
Yep.
So leave early, not late.
Exactly.
Right? So that's why another reason you want to be prepared.
And it also helps you avoid being trapped by severe weather, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can take your pets with you, but understand that,
as we said before, maybe service animals may be the only ones allowed in public shelters.
And if you have livestock, you're going to have a whole, you know, thing that you got to figure out for them.
Yeah,
so make
think
sure
about
you know
advance,
how they're going to do that.
Yeah, think about in advance how you're going to care for your pets and animals in those type of situations, in emergency situations.
Follow the recommended evacuation routes. Don't take shortcuts.
They might be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And be alert for road hazards such as washed out roads or bridges and downed power lines. Do not drive in flooded areas.
Do not drive into flooded areas.
All right. After an evacuation, here we go. If you're evacuated for the storm, check with local officials both with where you're staying and back home before you travel back home. If you are returning to disaster-affected areas after significant events, prepare for disruptions to daily activities. You guys are used to that with Corona. We all are. And remember that if you return home before storm debris is cleared, it could be very dangerous. So as you're driving through, you just want to watch for closed roads and unsafe roads with power lines or trees.
Yes.
So let family and friends know before you leave and when you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Back to your home.
Yep.
And then, keep everything charged. Fill up your gas tank. Download a fuel app. We love Gas Buddy for finding gas stations.
Bring supplies with you, in the car, water, non-perishable food for the car ride, that kind of thing.
We've talked about this briefly, but avoid
down power or utility lines. Yep. We had a lot of those in the hurricane. Had to drive right over them, but they were dead, thankfully. Mm. Avoid that. They may be live with deadly voltage.
Yeah.
So stay away and report them immediately to the power or utility company. And only use generators outside and away from your home. And never run a generator inside a home or garage, even if the garage is open or that kind of a thing. So many people died. More people died from the use of generators after the hurricane recently than because of the hurricane. Crazy.
Wow.
So only in an open area. Don't cover it. Got to be in an open area. And not even your garage.
Can't connect it to your home's electrical system either, huh?
Well, unless you know how to do that. You're certified to do that. We have done that, but, you know.
Not a good idea.
No, well, because.
Not safe.
You know, builders and electricians and stuff, so.
Wow.
Yeah. And make sure you take lots of photos of the damage for insurance purposes.
Back, right.
Yeah, like immediate. Get photos and stuff like that. Very important.
Because you're going to want to clean up as soon as possible, but you need to show them how it was when
sometimes,
you arrived.
Sometimes you can't clean up because the adjuster needs to see it. So as soon as you can, report it to your insurance company because first come, first serve. That's how it works. Mm-hmm. At the hurricane, we reported my parents the day after the hurricane. We called and got the ball rolling.
Yeah,
we weren't
they got
even
their,
home yet.
Right, they got their check very quickly.
Yeah, we weren't. That week, the adjuster was out. We weren't even home yet. We called them and said, "Hey, we know we got damage to report." So anyway, get that ball rolling quickly.
Yeah, it helps you get back to life as usual as quick as possible. So we hope that gives you some pointers for evacuation. Be prepared, guys. Hope this helps. We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, you know, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S. And our main hub is our website.
At www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
T-H-E-R-O-A-M-I-E-S.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.